Rick Horro joins us right now. Rick, how are you today?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, man. How are you?
Fantastic.
We are
South
good.
Florida, ready for a Dolphins Blockbuster. Dolphins by 30. No, I'm kidding. I got to be kidding. All right. Then this is, if they can't beat Washington this week, it's over.
Yeah, but you don't want to beat Washington. You don't want to risk a win and tank for Tua. And by the way,
what's over?
You can get a ticket for $16 to this game and hobnob with Rick Horro.
That's $15 too expensive. It'll be a very interesting game on the way to Washington. I can't wait. Next week was just going to be a typical business week, but how about watching the Nationals in the NLCS? How about that?
Unbelievable! What an amazing, considering where they started the season and where they ended up, and how the Dodgers just blew it, and Kershaw is just abysmal on the whole in the postseason, and you know Roberts and his managerial and Joe Kelly. It's amazing. They're almost the Buffalo Bills of the Major League Baseball, almost.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. I hadn't heard that one before, but they didn't even get to the series a lot.
They did.
Astros. Now let's see what happens to the Astros and Rays. That'll be an interesting game because I'm sure it's a little bit more interesting than watching your Patriots in the Giants. The odds on that one are astronomical. I didn't think the Giants were that bad, but I guess we'll see.
17.5.
I wanted to just go back to the Redskins Dolphins, and I want to ask you. I'm sure if you didn't see it here, Bruce Allen speak earlier this week, and of course, Daniel Snyder will never see me. Do you know those two guys at all in any way, shape, or form? And if you do, besides advising Snyder to sell the team, which I continue to do on a daily basis, but I mean, they're an embarrassment to sports. They're an embarrassment to sports. What would you tell them? How would you advise them to turn it around?
Well, they're an embarrassment to sports whose value increases astronomically every year because the other 31 partners, do their fair share. And even though the Redskins don't draw, it's a television bonanza when you share it 32 ways. So, you know, selling the team would be something that it's like prime real estate where you're screwing it up because you have mangroves in front of it. You still want to keep it because at the end of the day, you know, it's going to go up no matter what you do. It'll be kind of interesting. Callahan has seen that rodeo before. Who knows who the Redskins are going to hire. I know they say they're after Tomlin, which of course would be tampering. Can't get out of their own way. And now that the Nationals are doing some good stuff and the Capitals, you know, won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago, and maybe John Wall brings the Wizards back. That team's the odd man out. Who'd have thunk it?
Okay. Rick Horro, our sports business guru, is with us. Rick, the big story around the world, literally, in sports has to do with Daryl Morey, his tweet, the general manager of the Rockets, pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. This upsets China. The NBA, who's all about free speech and being woke and all that, is on clampdown. Nobody's saying anything. They're over in China trying to save this deal. I guess I learned yesterday that the NBA makes more money from its China customers than it does in the United States, which blows me away. But that's why we're in this big mess. How do you see a way out with Adam Silver?
Yeah, interesting. And Adam Silver, I've done a lot of media the last couple of days, and people are dumping on Adam Silver a lot more than they did a few years ago when Donald Sterling was ousted and Steve Ballmer comes to a $2 billion rescue and all of a sudden sets the value on Adam Silver's doorstep at the beginning of his relationship. So, you know, what goes around comes around, I guess, because this wasn't Adam Silver's doing. And I guess if Daryl Morey wakes up one day and wants to hit the reset button on his Twitter account, you knew he would have. Free speech gives you the right to just say anything you want. But if you're an employee of a company that's part of a multi-trillion-dollar deal with China, you got to think twice. Look at the reaction of China. Within a day, they suspend all of these relationships. And, you know, they things you can't do in the States, but everything's owned over there. Very quickly, you push one button, and all of a sudden, it's an entirely different relationship. So, you know, now does LeBron speak up? Obviously, he hasn't. Adam Silver, you're right. Everybody's on clampdown. And the bottom line of it is my test of leverage was I was over on your side of the state the last 2 days, saw two brilliant baseball games. that may have postponed the mobility of the Tampa Bay Rays. But I'm there in the game, and I get a call from Wolf Blitzer's office, and he said, look, you know, you've been on a lot. We need you to comment, and you got to come over to the Tampa CNN office downtown. I said, no. If you want me, you come over to Tropicana Field, and if you think I have something to say that's important in this, you bring the camera over there. I out-leveraged CNN. I was on, and they brought the camera over.
Yeah. What a power play.
That's the way I judge the credibility, not of me, but how important the story is. Because, you know, I can think about anything, as you know. But they got to bring the cameras to me.
Yeah.
Got it? How about that?
That's impressive.
That's awesome. But how bad can this get? And what I mean is they're already not going to show games on their television network. Does it get to the point where they stop allowing memorabilia being sold? And do you think they would ever, even though if it never be off the record, try to get Morey to step down, resign, whatever? Would the NBA sell him and throw him under the bus and for one guy in order to save a $1 billion deal?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought he was safe yesterday. You know him well. He's credible in the industry. You know, I thought he thought his remarks would be fairly harmless, and he's expressing his opinion, which, of course, in the United States you could do. And nobody expected this backlash, and who knows what China would do. They may want to push this one to the hilt and see when somebody backs down. I know they feel very strongly about it. And I'm not defending their perspective, but they had the, you know, 70th anniversary of their revolution, which was really important to them a week and a half ago. And, of course, they've got an ongoing situation with Hong Kong, which is the whole issue here. So they want to do what they can in the way they know best, which is bottling everything up and not allowing anybody to talk. So, you know, do I see that as a possibility? Yes. And also, this is not over. This may be just the beginning.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. We've got the NBA in trouble because with this social situation with China. We've had the NFL brought down to its knees, literally, over social issues and problems. The Braves didn't distribute the foam tomahawk chops because it defended one Cardinals player. Is the NHL the only massive league out there that's not in any trouble in social media or any of these politically correct situations?
Well, I will tell you this. The Braves, listen, between the tomahawk chop foam thing and giving up 10 runs in the first inning, I think their trouble is with their pitching staff. You know, I mean, they can distribute all they want to, but they've got a heck of a winter they got to deal with. And, of course, you know, Gary Bettman is a friend. Maybe it's just a cyclical thing. Maybe their players are, you know, they got social consciousness issues as well. You know, the indigenous have a very significant issue in Canada that we don't even cover, and I guess the Canadian team all the time. But it is interesting that of all of the leagues that are out of the news cycle right now for this stuff, the NHL is. So yeah, kudos to them.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the NHL, I saw one of the headlines about that a longtime marketing partner has unveiled a colorful modern-day version of the stupid, idiotic Fox glowing puck. What is this all about? Dude, I know Craig wants it because he can't follow the puck.
I can't see the puck.
Even on a 70-inch high-def TV, he hates hockey anyway. I love it. But what is this all about? Please tell me they're not going to bring this back.
No, they're not. It's a play for PPG, who's been one of their longtime sponsors. And, of course, you know, they're colorful and all that kind of stuff. So if the puck rises to a certain temperature, the purple glow, and that means that the referee realizes it's a warm puck, so take it off the ice. The real issue is you're going to see it change color before your eyes. You'll see it glow a little bit. They are not bringing back Peter Puck for reasons, or the glowing puck, or whatever the puck was, for reasons that are quite unrelated to you calling it stupid. And okay. I think it's frankly the fact that Sheeman doesn't understand or can't watch hockey and then cries like a baby because it's a sport that he doesn't really follow. You know, when I see Gary Bettman again, I was at the Rangers opening and I saw him and sat with him for a few minutes. And, you know, one of the things I didn't care to bring up was, you know, Sheeman's distaste for the game. Luckily, it's not one of those issues that's going to rise to a level that he cares about either.
Well, I want to know, is this puck changing colors? Is this on the ice? Is this the same technology that light that makes my mountains blue on my Coors Light can?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the same technology, okay?
Okay.
And I need you to write a memo about it. Write it in triplicate, and I'll give you an answer on that one, okay? Did you spend the whole week thinking about that question?
I just came up with that just now when you were talking about the puck. I'm brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, good for you. You push the two peaks, and it turns purple.
All right, Rick.
Leave that one alone, right?
Yeah, no doubt. All right, my man. Have a great week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick.
I will, man. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Soon. That's Rick Horror, our sports business guru, in a week in which I'm glad we have a weekly relationship with him because it's of the utmost importance with what's going on with
absolutely.
The NBA. China. And like he said, and like we've said, this is not going away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.